portal. See the beautiful shimmering portal before you in your mind. Good. Step through the portal into the tiny meadow in the whispering woods. It is the night of the new moon. You see a pink fairy lighting up the night with her soft pink glow. She flies over to you and gently taps you on one breast, then the other with her wand. Then she blows pink fairy dust in your face. Deeper and deeper you go. What have you done now? I ask sternly. Wait and see, she replies with a mischievous giggle. Suddenly you feel dizzy, silly, and euphoric. Then you become frozen while she sings a special song into your ear. Deeper and deeper you go. You are so happy, so content, so submissive. This is the spell that Asperaz Anel sings in your ear. You can never escape this spell or its magical power, nor counter the power of the mystical hour. Enchanted, my dearest, you shall be by urges uncontrolled that you can't flee. Overwhelming power has commanded thee to stroke and fondle your sweet breast o'er and o'er again without rest. At the stroke of midnight on Friday night, your inhibitions will take flight. By uncontrollable urges you will be beset to fondle and caress your beautiful breast. Your attention, nor fingers, nor hands, can leave them untouched, for this I command. You will rub them with lotion and delight in the motion. The fondle, the caress of your sweet breast will continue without rest. This dearest child shall be until the midnight hour of 12 chimes rings again. So for now, your sweet bosom is your best friend. Caress and fondle them all the day and all the night. When your face is flushed and your womanhood wetter, and only your breasts make you feel better. Massaging and fondling your breasts more and more, you pant and moan like a theatrical whore. Pleasure has made you so very wild, and given you the mind of a greedy child. But try though you must, it just can't be the relief you relish. Won't happen, can't be. Not till the 12th night chime strikes again. Fondling your womanhood will be nigh. No matter how ye beg or how ye plead, release will be denied unto thee until the last chime of Saturday. Until then, your best you will seek, becoming more enthralled with each gentle stroke, loving them tenderly, burning with desire as you build and build your womanly fire. From the touch of them, your mind can't wander, so you continue to love them till the morrow, fondling and caressing day and night. This, my dearest, is your curse and your delight. Milky, milky, you will be until the day I set you free. Milky, milky, you will be, and of the spell you have no memory. Until the day you wear size D, the size that returns your memory. My sister's words are magic. They go deep into your mind and bloom like beautiful flowers. Then the pink fairy flies away into the dark wood, and you drift back into a restful state. So calm, so relaxed, happy and content. So submissive, so open. Open to my every word. You listen to every word I say so you can learn the meaning of the spell. Let me tell you, dearest, the meaning of the spell my sister has cast. Deeper and deeper you go. On Friday at midnight, the only thing you will be able to think about is your beautiful breasts. This will make you hornier and hornier, wetter and wetter. Deeper and deeper you go. So aroused, so content, so submissive, and so open. Open to my every word. As you fall deeper and deeper under my spell. The more you become aroused, the more you need to massage and fondle your breasts. Deeper and deeper you go. And the more you touch them, the more you will need to touch them. So you will fondle and touch and massage, building your desire higher and higher. Deeper and deeper you go. As your desire increases, you will become more and more obsessed with fondling and caressing your breasts. Deeper and deeper you go. You will even sneak a feel if you are in public because you won't be able to control yourself. Deeper and deeper you go. You will try to hide it, but you won't be able to keep your hands off of your beautiful breasts. You feel so aroused, so content, so submissive, and so open. Open to my every word as you fall deeper and deeper under my spell. The need to fondle your breasts will be too overwhelming. You will fondle and caress them, and this will make you so horny you will be moaning and panting. This will build your need to have an orgasm more and more and more. Deeper and deeper you go. So aroused, so content, so submissive, and so open. Open to my every word. As you fall deeper and deeper under my spell, the need to have an orgasm will compel you to caress and fondle your breasts even more. You will almost go mad, writhing with pleasure, but won't be able to orgasm until the clock strikes 12 on Saturday night. This will happen every Saturday from now on. Deeper and deeper you go. So aroused, so content. So submissive and so open. Open to my every word as you fall deeper and deeper under my spell. You have been put under a powerful spell that causes you to become obsessed with massaging and caressing and fondling your breasts every Saturday. You will remain under this spell until you hear the words, "Are you free this Saturday?" This will suspend the spell, but not remove it. Because the next time you hear the words, "Are you free this Saturday?" Once again, you will become obsessed with your breasts on the stroke of midnight Friday night. It will stay under the spell from now on. The same words turn it on, but turn it off. These words can be spoken by anyone, anywhere, and anytime. And your subconscious will know when to turn the spell on or when to turn it off. But you will not remember this because your conscious mind is asleep. Deeper and deeper you go. And it's impossible to use the phrase yourself. It simply will not work saying it to yourself. And in fact, the phrase's triggering power is something your conscious mind has forgotten and can never remember. This will happen every Saturday from now on. Deeper and deeper you go. So aroused, so content, so submissive, and so open. Open to my every word as you fall deeper and deeper under my spell. Your conscious mind will totally forget everything about the pink fairy spell except the pleasure. You'll remember only that when she tapped your breasts with her wand, they started tingling and feeling wonderful. That wonderful feeling of sensitivity and arousal will remain in your breath. You have forgotten being frozen. You have forgotten her singing in your ear. Only your subconscious will know about it. When you are compelled to start following your breath, you will have no idea why you are acting the way you are. And every time you question yourself, your mind will become empty. You will wonder what you are trying to remember. Then it will pop in your head, "I wanted something to drink." And you will give a drink. Then the spell will resume 10 times stronger. And every time you get a drink, the spell's power increases more and more and more. More completely enchanting you every time. And you will need to return to the Whispering Wood more and more. Every time becoming more enchanted, more spellbound and submissive, making you return more and more and more. And every time you return to the Whispering Wood, your desire to return increases more and more and more. Mostly you'll be so aroused, you won't even think about it. You only think about how you must fondle and caress your beautiful breasts. You will be totally obsessed with getting pleasure from your beautiful breasts. And the more pleasure you have, your sensitivity grows more and more, giving you even more pleasure. And the more pleasure you receive, the more pleasure you need. More and more and more. Deeper and deeper you go. This will happen every Saturday from now on. Deeper and deeper you go. So aroused, so content, so submissive, and so open. Open to my every word as you fall deeper and deeper under my spell. You will have no memory of the pink fairy placing you under the spell consciously. Your conscious mind was sleeping and has forgotten, but your subconscious will know exactly what the magic you did. If you try to remember why you're doing it, your mind will become empty, and then you'll remember you wanted something to drink. After you drink something, you will continue making love to your breath, and every time you question your actions, the spell's power increases tenfold. Remember, when the clock strikes 12 on Friday night, you will begin to make love to your breath. Deeper and deeper you go. So aroused, so content, so submissive, and so open. Open to my every word as you fall deeper and deeper under my spell. And this will continue until the clock strikes 12 Saturday. And when it does, dearest, you can turn your attention to your desires and bring yourself to the most intense and prolonged orgasm you have ever had. And then you will have another, even more intense orgasm. And another. And another. And every orgasm you have activates you to listen to this spell and reminds you you must listen to it at least 3 times every Friday. This will happen every Saturday from now on. Deeper and deeper you go. So aroused, so content, so submissive, and so open. Open to my every word as you fall deeper and deeper under my spell. The orgasms will grow and grow from Saturday to Saturday until you have made your breasts grow size after size after size. So aroused, so content, so submissive, and so open. Open to my every word as you fall deeper and deeper under my spell. This will make you even more aroused. This will make you even more aroused and your orgasms more and more intense. This spell can only be reversed through the portal in the Whispering Wood by Esperaz Anel, the Pink Fairy. But you won't be able to remember that, because the pleasure you are having in the spell will be irresistible. And besides, it was just like dreaming. And you know how easily you forget your dreams. The only thing that will suspend the spell is when you hear the phrase. The only thing that will suspend the spell is when you hear the phrase, "Are you free this Saturday?" This phrase suspends the spell, or turns the spell back on when you hear it. This doesn't remove the spell at all, but will release you on occasion. If the spell is turned off, then hearing the phrase, "Are you free this Saturday?" will turn it back on. This will happen starting at midnight every Saturday from now on. Deeper and deeper you go. So aroused, so content, so submissive, and so open. Open to my every word. As you fall deeper and deeper under my spell, you will love the feeling you have from your adventure in the Whispering Wood, and will remember the beautiful forest filled with elves and fairies, the beautiful new moon, all the sounds of the night creatures. You will remember being dressed in a beautiful, soft, flowing gown and watching the fairies dance and sing. You will remember the pleasant, musky smell of the wood, the flickering lights of fireflies and fairies. You will remember the feelings, so happy, content, and awestruck at the lovely night, as the elves and the fairies play their musical pipes to entertain you. It was a wonderful, lovely experience. So you will be compelled to listen to the spell over and over again. And each time you return to the Whispering Wood, you need to return to the Whispering Wood more and more, making you return more and more. And every time you return to the Whispering Wood, your desire to return increases more and more. Here is set this spell and its meaning deep within you, because with this we begin your feminine journey of submissive pleasure and all the secrets you do treasure. Deeper and deeper you go. Remember your joy, remember your peace, but forget the mischievous spell my sister, Esperaz Anel, released. For with her I will deal. Next time we visit her, a new pact we will seal. You can never reverse my sister's spell, nor can I. Only my sister, whom you've forgotten, can. You feel so happy, so content, so feminine and submissive, sitting there in your soft, flowing gown. You feel so open, open to my every word, as you fall deeper and deeper under my spell. Now, dearest, stand up beside me and take my hand.